Get her done Saturday mornings at Rosie on the House. Good morning and welcome. Mike likes it. Rosie likes it.
I like it.
Stephanie wants to know, what band is this? Good morning, y'all. Here at Rosie on the House this morning, we're here to talk about becoming your best friend. That's our job every single Saturday morning, is to do everything we can to become Arizona homeowners' best friend. We want to think that because of the service we provide free to you, the homeowner, it's the most reliable, locally derived information you can find on Arizona homeownership. Our website, rosieonthehouse.com, is like an encyclopedia of information concerning Arizona homeownership. We've been on the air answering your questions for 28 years. All of those questions have answers posted at the website. The little dirty secret of this radio show is if everybody would go to the website and ask their questions, we wouldn't have to do the radio show because all the questions and answers are already there. But if you're in the middle of a project, we show up every Saturday morning so you can call this one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. The number 4 and the letter U. It's an easy way to remember it. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. Romy just wrapped up talking about the outdoors, the garden, the landscape, the trees, the shrubs, the irrigation system. With a live broadcast from Treeland Nurseries, they're running a 20% discount there on South Country Club in Mesa in the Phoenix area. If you're in the area, they've got a 50th anniversary sale going on the entire month of October. Get out there. The other way we try and reach you and touch you is through our newspaper publications. Every Saturday, we are in the Arizona Republic Home section. Today's topic is smoke and fire prevention and detection at your home. We are actually going to have Brad Patassi from the Maricopa County, not Maricopa County, but the town of Maricopa, Maricopa County Fire Department. He's a firefighter, a paramedic, and the public information officer from town of Maricopa. He's going to be in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll be talking about that. If you're down at the Casa Grande dispatch area, Eloy, Coolidge, Casa Grande area, and you get the Casa Grande dispatch, you'll see much of that same information on smoke and fire protection this weekend in the dispatch, or this week. The Green Valley News down south of Tucson on Friday, we're going to be talking about new floor coverings available and technologies and developments that are new in that arena. Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson, we're going to be talking about stucco repainting and tree bark paint. All questions that we get from the Tucson area and Pima County area residents. We always answer questions specifically to what we're receiving in that area. And then at KTAR.com on Fridays, we've always got a helpful tip. This Friday was indoor gas fireplaces, and next week will be outdoor gas fire pits. So that's how we work and strive to become your best friend. We've got a referral directory if you'd like to get anything done in your neighborhood, at your home. Go to our referral directory. It's the toughest screen referral directory in the entire state of Arizona, possibly even in the entire country. I have referral directories from other states contact me and want to know if they can see our screening packages because they're trying to set up the same thing in other areas of the country. On that referral directory, we actually reach out and try and find the best experts in any particular area. And this morning, we have invited Mr. Harold Perkins in from the Galaxy Lending Group. He's been in before. He always lights the lines up. If you're contemplating financing, buying, refinancing your home, your mortgage, you have questions about what rates are currently, where are they going, Harold's the guy to talk to, 1-888-767-4348. If you have a niece, a nephew, a son, a daughter, grandson, granddaughter, currently contemplating their first purchase, moving out of the rental world into the ownership world, the first rung of the American dream ladder, then have them tune in now and give Harold a call. 1-888-767-4348. Harold Perkins, thanks a million for driving in this morning, my friend.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
You're the only hockey player I know with all your teeth.
Well, we'll see how long that lasts.
Now, how does a mortgage specialist in Phoenix, Arizona, get engaged in playing in a hockey league?
Well, it happened.
Is it ice hockey or is it like rollerblades?
Ice hockey. It's just men's league. It's not. It's not mortgage related in any way.
No, just take out all your frustrations on the opponent's teeth, right?
Exactly. We've got a bank not cooperating with us. We've got a client not cooperating. We'll go take it out on the ice.
You invite him out for a little game of hockey, huh? Now, seriously, how do you get in hockey? I was born in South Louisiana. I did go to college in Colorado, and I've lived in Phoenix basically my whole life. I don't even know I know nothing about hockey. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I grew up in Denver, and so we had I got exposed to hockey there, and then it's just a fun game. The first time you get out and try it, you're hooked on it, and so it's not too late for you, Rosie. Get out there. We'll get you some gear. We'll get you out there and teach you how to skate.
You know, he'd never make it because you told me that some of the games start at 10:30 at night. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
It does make for a rough morning the next day sometimes.
Hey, we've got great Coyote tickets. So I'll tell you what, the next time we've got a game and we've got tickets, I'm going to invite you and you can teach me the game.
Right at the top of the glass. When the Flyers are in town, yes, absolutely, I'm there.
Okay, all right, that's your team. Huh? And if you're a football fan, ASU faces Colorado Buffalo today. NAU faces UC Davis, U of A Wildcats at Oregon State Beavers, and the Cardinals at the Lions. Now, I can talk football all day long, but I cannot talk hockey.
Football's a tough sport, though. The football is hockey's nothing compared to football.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's football. It's you can't have a play without somebody getting hit. Hockey, just once in a while.
I'm going to show you the real true prude side of Rosie Romero. Back when we had the Roadrunners here in Phoenix.
Yep.
That wasn't a varsity league. That was like a junior varsity league, right?
Minor leagues. It's a second level minor league. It was pretty good though.
My dad took me one time. And the viewers, the fans, were so foul mouthed that my dad actually took us out of the game. And I've always held that against hockey, but I'm sorry to say you can't hardly go to a public sports event anymore where I don't have to turn around and ask people, would you shut your mouth? Would you clean up your language?
That is true. We had that happen at a Cardinals game where we had to ask the people behind us. Hockey players though, are really good at swearing, but it's the intelligent swearing. We're pretty good at that.
All right. Well, let's switch to the subject of mortgages right now. We were just looking for the last really, I'm kind of pulling off the top of my head, but I mean for about seemed like 9 months. We were getting like these little blips and these little warnings. The Feds are going to raise rates. The Feds are going to raise rates. And then the first quarter meeting occurred and they didn't. The second quarter meeting occurred. The third meeting was going to happen, I think, September 21st or 22nd.
Yep.
And they were sure that we were going to see the first bump in interest rates in 7 years. And 3 days before the meeting, China stock market falls apart.
There's a lot that happened in September.
Greece defaults.
Yep. a lot that happened. And then just even domestically, you know, the inflation numbers that the Fed was looking for in order to justify raising rates, those weren't there. So inflation is still very, very low right now. China started tinkering around with their currency and their stock market. And so who knows what goes on. China is a whole crazy.
Oh boy.
It's all craziness there. And then in Europe, a lot of the countries having problems in Europe, too. And so ultimately, the Fed decided that our economy was not ready yet because of a lot of the influences in the world economy. Our economy was not ready for a raise in interest rates. So it didn't happen yet. But yeah, for months and months and months, all we've been hearing is that the rate hike is coming. The rate hike is coming. Not yet. So we'll see if it happens on the after the next meeting. I'm not so sure. I don't. My opinion is that we probably won't see it this year.
I'm just old enough to remember 30-year conventional mortgages at 18%. 18%. And what are they today?
30-year today, your average is average has been hovering right around 4 or just below 4% for a 30-year. In some cases, on FHA and VA loans, you can get a 30-year at 3.25%. Rates are just fantastically low, and we've been hovering around that high threes, low fours for years now. It's been a few years that rates have been pretty stable in that range.
How has y'all's 2015 been so far?
It's been fantastic. And a lot of people are taking advantage of the interest rates. A lot of people purchasing, and we've seen that in the news also, where home sales are up. New construction is up. People are building houses. People are buying houses. One of the big drivers in that is lower interest rates, making it affordable. Rents are going up. And so as rents keep increasing and home prices are increasing, but mortgage rates are low. And so overall, it's still a buyer-friendly environment as far as affordability.
It'll be interesting. We're going to have to take a short break here. But when I get back, I want to talk about what does that Fed rate connect to mortgage rate? What's the connection, or what isn't the connection? What drives that mortgage rate number? I'm curious to talk about that, and I'm curious to talk about you with you and any question you might have about mortgages or refinancing at 1-888-767-4348. We're here with Harold Perkins at Galaxy Lending Group. You can contact them at 602-595-1233. We'll be right back.